Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now, I want to welcome you from the Blog Talk this morning, also hooking up many social networks. And combined, we know that they have told us that we have over 100 million different listeners. I tell you what, in just a moment, get ready, Ambassador Dr. Hagen, to give us those stats or what we call a station identification. Okay? The Lord bless all of you real good. First of all, let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Lord, we worship and adore you. We lift our hands this morning and give you praise and adoration. Nobody like you. Oh, God, you surpass everybody on the face of the earth. Ain't nobody even come close to you. I do remember that when Moses had the instructions to tell the people, don't even come close to the edge of the mountain, because God was there. And if they came close and touched the edge of the mountain, they would die. Oh, my God, nobody like you. You alone deserve the worship and the praise. We just honor just to bring the praise and worship unto you. I know that the enemy didn't want us to do it, God. That's why we try to do it more. Because we know that you inhabit the praises of your people and you love to be praised. You created us just for that purpose, to praise you and to exalt you and to lift you up. Oh, my God. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do today, for your everlasting promises. For you told me to tell the people that you keep your promises, every last one of them. Now bless the people today. Oh God, give us a word from you in the name of Jesus and help us to go up, 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 in Jesus' mighty, mighty and wondrous name. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Oh, God, give us miracles today. And let the anointing take over. Holy Ghost, take over. In the name of Jesus. And bountifully bless your people. Thank God for it. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. My God, we're in revival and we had a great time last night. And the Lord is moving in just a bountiful way. Good morning to y'all. Are y'all awake out there? And you're awake? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
There you go. There you go. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Sister Linda, seems like you always beat everybody. I tell you, you do. You're the first one on the line. And when we ask you to say good morning, you beat them all again. I tell you, you are early bird. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's speak to the Lord. Has he been good to you? If he's been real good to you, you owe him some praise. My God, you owe him some praise regardless, because he just bless you once, bless you twice, keeps on blessing you. My, 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 my. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord. Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
we thank
you. There you
good
go. There
morning,
you go.
Lord.
Everybody. Amen. Let's give him some praise this morning. Open your mouth. He's been good to you. Come on, let's praise him. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you. We praise you. We give you all the praise. All the adoration. Nobody likes the Lord. Nobody can do what you can do. Nobody can bless us like you can bless us.
Nobody like you, Lord.
Nobody can make a way like you can make a way.
Thank you. Praise the Holy Name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The blood of Jesus is against us.
Thank
you. And we praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory.
You're so wonderful, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. I bless all of you. Amen. Let me get it while it's on my mind tonight. As you all know, we didn't do the all-night shut-in on last month because it was right around the holidays and you all were so busy. Amen. And we wanted to have compassion on you, those who were cooking for that Christmas or New Year's Eve. Amen. And we said we kicked off the year with the all-night shut-in. And that's tonight. Amen. The all-night shut-in tonight. We're going to be on the conference line all night long, beginning at 9 o'clock. Amen. And we'll commence it at 9 and go all the way to after the prayer line in the morning. Amen. I'm also called a fast. Amen. This is our month. The whole month we're fasting. Amen. I want you to join us as much as you can. All right? All right? Join us as much as you can. Every day of this month, if you can, fast with us. If you can't do that much, then do what you can. Amen. I also got the instructions from the Lord. He said he had not changed anything from what you did last year on writing down 10 things that you would like to have happen in the year of 2016. But he said to tell you that he's adding to it. Yeah. He wants you this year to write what you want to see happen to you this year in your life. In other words, write down a plan or what you want to see happen in your life this year. And then I gave you an assignment yesterday, and I understand why God gave that assignment. Because if you write down what you want to see happen to you this year, amen, and every day we come back and pronounce blessings over our lives, we lose them, or we lose, wonderful things, blessings over our life, whatever we lose. Amen. On those 10 things or whatever you want to see happen, I want you to loose it upon this earth. Because the Bible said, whatever you loose on this earth, oh, thank you, Jesus, shall be loosed in heaven. So I want you to get those things. I want you to be blessed. The Lord wouldn't have given that to me if he didn't want you to be blessed. All right? And so I want you to get that. And I want you to just really get it good. I want you to have it so well that whenever we say, let's loose things on us, you'll just start rattling off 10 to 12 things, amen, that you want to see happen this year. So this day, why don't you take time, sometime today, and write down what you want to see happen to you this year, amen. Follow me as I follow Christ, and you'll be bountifully blessed. I'm going to do it. Amen. Write down what you want to see happen to you this year. And then when I ask you to start loosing things on this earth, oh, my God, the blessings of the Lord will fall on you and make it rich and added no sorrow. Okay. Let me just read that to you again, what we're basing this on. Matthew 16:18, and I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, whatever your name is, put it there. And upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Thank you, Jesus. And then in verse 19, this is Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Oh, my God. These are the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. When y'all saw me through Jesus walking on this earth, and I wanted some fruit off the fig tree, and it didn't have any figs on there, and I bound it on this earth, I said, let it bear no fruit no longer, any longer. And the disciples, when they came back into Jerusalem, they remarked, the fig tree has completely dried up. Whatever you bind on this earth, and not only these things that I do, shall you do, but but even greater works shall you do, because I go to be with my Father. Whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. I don't care if you got a daughter and some boy is trying his best to, just overcome her. Let's say it like that. Bind it on this earth. God said it's going to be bound in heaven. I mean, he's just trying to get what he can get. Don't care nothing about her. Bind it on this earth. It shall be bound in heaven. I don't care what the enemy has said to you. He says you're going to die this year. Bind it on this earth, and it shall be bound in heaven. Because, see, I'm teaching that, see, in order to really recognize the voice of God, learn to recognize the voice of the enemy. And if you recognize his voice, whatever the enemy is saying to you, the opposite is true. Because, you see, you have to understand, the enemy deals in opposites. You know, he's opposite the truth. He is opposite love. He is opposite joy. He is opposite peace. He is opposite long-suffering. He doesn't want you to suffer long. He wants you to throw the towel in. Yeah, but you've come too far to turn around. He's the opposite of everything. So whenever the enemy speaks and you know it's the enemy, if you know it's the enemy, start shouting right then. Because whatever he says, the opposite is going to happen. That's why I know that when people have backward mentality, it's of the demons. They're demons trying to control their mind. Because God doesn't deal like that. He deals, as the scripture says, that he will take you forward, that he reaching forward to the things that are before you. Amen. So if you hear the enemy speaking to you, just turn it around, and whatever he's saying, the opposite is true. Amen. God bless all of you this morning. I think I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar just a little bit here. Amen. Amen. Let's open up the wisdom seminar. And I don't know where the Lord wants to take us, but I tell you what, wherever it is, my God, I just believe he's speaking to me now. And I believe he wants us to even open it up again, the 91st Psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I would say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Yeah, my God, in him will I trust. And then I'm going to open it up just a moment. In just a minute, I want you to get a golden nugget on that. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and bring it to us today. Amen. Before that, let's have our time of loosing. Amen. Loosing whatever you say, whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. I ask y'all to get a list of 10 things that you want to loose on your life, upon your family, upon you. I hope you take that. I hope you took that assignment and you're ready this morning. I preached that sermon called Just One Time. Don't let me have to put it before you 5-10 times before you get it. Amen. I'm not trying to cut you. I'm just asking you in the name of Jesus. Don't let me have to put it before you 5-10 times before you say, I got it. Y'all go to work, and the first day, I got it. But when it comes to God, you kind of put in secondary. Amen. Let's put him first. And I'm asking you this to be blessed. Amen. All right. Let me back up a little bit. I think Ambassador Hagen, amen, she's going to come this morning and talk about loosing things on this earth. Amen. Then at the close of what she does, lead him into loosing things on the earth, Ambassador Hagen. And we'll join you. Everybody, I want you to join in as she leads you into loosing things. It's in your hands. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Yes. Good morning. We are here, and we thank God for you. We are excited about what God is doing as we do honor the presence of the Lord. And I understand I have 2 minutes, which is exactly 120 seconds. to lose blessings upon myself and my family and upon each and every one of you. So we're going to make it as simple as we possibly can. I'm going to say, use the term we, and that will include all of us. And if you repeat after me, amen, we will go right into the blessings, pronouncing the blessings. Oh, bless his wonderful name. We are more than overcomers and conquerors in him. And you repeat after me. We are more than overcomers. And we are more than conquerors in him.
We are more than
conquerors in him. We walk in divine health.
We walk in divine health.
We walk in divine deliverance.
We walk in divine deliverance.
We walk in his divine plan.
We walk in his divine plan.
Peace is within our walls.
Peace.
And prosperity is within our palace.
Prosperity is within my palace.
Prosperity is within our house.
Prosperity is in my house.
In my house.
We are who God says we are.
We are.
I am who God says I am.
We are created in his image.
I'm his image.
I am,
and we are just like him.
We are. I am just like him.
Oh, hallelujah! Glory to God. We are healed.
We
are. I am healed.
Okay, let's do it like this. I only have a few seconds left. I will now use the term "you," and then you refer to it as by saying "I am." All right. You are beautifully made.
I am beautifully made.
You are a recipient of God's covenant promises.
I am a recipient of God's covenant promises.
You are healed.
I am healed.
You are a winner.
I am a winner.
I am delivered. You are an overcomer.
I am an overcomer.
You are blessed coming in.
I am blessed coming in.
And you're blessed going out.
And I am blessed going out.
Wealth and riches are in your house.
Wealth and riches are in my house.
You seek the kingdom of God first.
I seek the kingdom of God first.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You are healed.
I am healed.
By his stripes, you are healed.
By his stripes, I am healed.
Oh, my, my, my. All the assignments of the enemy against you are broken.
All the assignments of the enemy against me are broken.
Every strategy of the enemy against you have been aborted.
Every strategy of the enemy against me has been aborted.
You are a winner.
I am a winner.
You are healed.
I am healed.
You are more than a winner.
I am more than a winner.
You are more than an overcomer.
I am more than an overcomer.
You are more than a conqueror.
I am more than a conqueror.
There is peace in your house.
There is peace in my house.
Your children shall be saved.
My children shall be saved.
Your husband shall be saved.
My son-in-law will be saved.
Your daughter-in-law will be saved.
My son-in-law will be saved.
Your house will be saved.
My house will be saved.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You have the victory. We have the victory. God bless you. Thank you.
You look wonderful, y'all. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Th just read that. We just read it. Matthew 6, 16:19. Whatsoever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. But whatsoever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Those things you just loosed on your life. Suppose you loose things like that every day of this year on your life. Tell me, somebody tell me what you think is going to happen to you. What do you think is going to happen? If the word says whatever you loose, you read the word, and you start loosing those type of things on your life, by the end of the year, what do you think is going to be taking place for you?
It'll come to pass.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody else? God's going to mindlessly bless you. Oh, my God. Just think, every day. That's why the Lord said, I want my people to be blessed every day. That's a compassionate God. And all he told me is just get you to loose these things upon yourself. Now, again, some of you who didn't get a chance to take your assignment, all right, I'm going to give you today, all right, write your assignment out. And that is to write down 10 things that you want to loose on yourself. And then secondly, write what you want to see happen to you this year. You want your son saved, put it on your list of about 10 things. If you want your daughter saved, put it on the list. If you want to be debt-free, put it on your list. Whatever your desires are, in other words, God is saying, write your heart's desires out for this year, what you want to see happen in your life, your heart's desires. Write them out, amen, and see what happens to you. And then write out, you should already have written out those 10 things that you want to loose on yourself. I am more than a conqueror. That I am healed. I am not sick. All those type of things. I want you to have them down when you're going to start loosing these things on yourself every day. Do you have the assignment, y'all? Do you have it? Answer me, please. Please, I want to hear your voice. Amen. I want to hear your voice. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is going to get you blessed all year long. Amen. We're going to have some phenomenal testimonies of victory on this line. Just do those two things that the Lord has given. Amen. We're going to have some phenomenal testimonies of victory. Amen. All right. In just a moment, I'm going to get a few praise reports, maybe three. Let me just ask for a few of you who would give praise reports this morning. I'm going to ask for this morning, if you would do this for us. I'm going to ask our First Lady, Lady Betty, if she can give us a praise report this morning. Then I'm going to ask for Evangelist Palmer, if he would give us a praise report. And if I have time for a third one, we will get a third one, and then we're going to get some prayer requests and go. But the first thing I need to really do, let's fill out this all-night study and who wants to handle it. I'm just, you know, y'all got to understand me as your chief. I can't say it doesn't bother me when people lag on the Lord. Everything you have, God gave you.
Amen.
And he's steady and blessing you. If y'all knew what happened last night about how that thief was trying to figure out what house he was going to break in, and God said, no, you can't do that one. It was your house. If you really knew how death was trying to get God to let him come in your room and take you out of here, and God said, no, it ain't time for her. It ain't time for him. And then I asked y'all if you would lead prayer. If you would lead prayer for 30 minutes, and you've been telling folks you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you can't even take an assignment to lead prayer on a prayer line for 30 minutes, And you woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning to see Steve Harvey on that Family Feud. If you had license, I'd take them away from you if I had given them to you. Amen. I don't know what God's going to do to you because everything he got, you got, he gave to you, what you know he taught you. I'm going to give you another opportunity. We got some times that need sacrificial, need sacrifices made, and that is from 12:30 to 1:30, from 2:30 to 3:30, from 3:30 to 4:30, and then we have from 5 to 6. Amen. I want you to think about that for a few minutes. If you could do that for the Lord, it's not for me. Amen. This is for God, that you can feel that time up the way you want to feel it. You can have testimonies. You can have a speaker. You can have people just thanking God for that 30 minutes. Whatever the Lord needs you to do, amen. Just lead that prayer. This is an all-night shedding. I never forget it. As a little boy, I remember the saints would come and they bring sometimes blankets and just lay on the floor and all night long. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, they thank him all night long. And then somebody want to give a testimony. They let them give a testimony. Somebody would break out and sing a song. That'd be all right, too. They sang songs. Just being with the Lord all night long. But the modern Israelites, they got technology that we've gotten and brought to you where you don't even have to get out of your room. Amen. You don't even have to go to the church. Just pick up the phone and dial the prayer line here and be with the Lord all night long. I've never heard of it before. The all night, unless you have, tell me. I never heard of an all-night prayer line until we started it some time ago. I mean, I'm talking about an all-night conference call is what I'm saying. It's to your convenience. Amen. God, sometimes you're so blessed until it spoils us. Amen. But the saints, we get out and go to the church house and stay all night long, be on the hard floor. Amen. They made sacrifices for the Lord. Amen. And I just want to offer this opportunity to you to take this opportunity and be blessed like never before. Because God looks and books when you ask people to do things for him. And he remembers what he's done for you. Don't think he doesn't. Amen. All right, Ambassador Fryerson, yeah. Take it and get those 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30. Let's see, 3:30 to 4:30, and then 5 to 6. Amen. Line is open to you.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Fryerson from Michigan, area code 616. Who would like to be the first person to volunteer from 12:30?
Good morning. Ambassador-elect Fryerson, this is Sister Ambassador-elect Sharon Gray. I have the 2 o'clock to 3, if anybody would like to join me.
2 to 3?
2 to 3. Good morning, young lady.
Okay.
Let's move it. Come on.
Would anyone else like to? Ambassador-elect Sharon Gray, thank you very much. Would anyone else like to volunteer from 12:30 until 1:30, or would you just like to take a half an hour from 12:30 until 1?
12:30 to 1. This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall.
Okay, from 12:30 to 1. Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall.
Yes.
Okay, what's state are you from?
Missouri.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's move it.
Okay, is there anyone that's interested from 1:30 to 2? 1:30 a.m. until 2.
Sister Lucille.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anyone interested in taking from 3 until 4? Is there anyone interested in taking any time after 3 a.m.? We have from 3 a.m. until 4:30 a.m. available. And we also have from 5 a.m. until 6 a.m. available.
Ambassador-elect Carson, this is Ambassador Hodges. If no one picks up from 5 until 6, I'm going from 4:30 until 5, and I'll run it straight through until 6.
Okay. Okay, from 4:30 a.m. until 6 a.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that leaves us with from 12:30 until 1 a.m. open. And
I'm doing 12:30 to 1. This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall.
Okay, you're doing from 12:30 to 1? Okay, I'm having problems reading my own writing. Okay, 12:30 to 1. Okay, my bad. Okay, so that's from 12:30 to 1 is taken. So let's jump down to from 3 a.m. until 4 a.m. Is there anyone interested?
This is Evangelist Palmer. I'll take from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Okay. Evangelist Palmer, are you from California?
No, this is Iowa.
Where are you from?
Iowa.
Oh.
Iowa.
Okay, from 3 a.m. until 4 a.m. Okay. Now we have from 4 a.m. until 4:30 a.m. available.
I'll take that one.
And you are?
Just the banker in California.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Now, do we have to give anyone a wake-up call?
No, we're not going to do that, darling.
Okay, we're not going to do that. Okay.
No, we're not going to do that. All right. I think that, let me see. As I get it, it's 12:30 to 1. We may have to see who can take 1 to 1:30. Sister Lucille has 1:30 to 2. But who will take 1? Am I right?
Yes.
1 to 1:30. Who will take that quickly now? Amen. Because we want to get a little prayer here this morning. 1 to 1:30. Come on, saints. Come on, saints. All right, I'll take that. Okay? God bless you.
Okay. Should I read what we have here?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, just for clarification and corrections. Ambassador-elect Frierson and Evangelist Joyce Jackson have from 9 to 9:30, 9:30 to 10 p.m., Ambassadors Garnett and Bigsby, 10 to 10:30 p.m., Chief Ambassador Johnson, 10:30 to 11, Ambassador Stitz, 11 through 11:30, Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson, 11:30 to 12, Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson, 12 to 12:30, Ambassador Stern. Okay. Now, 12:30 to 1. Okay. 12:30 to 1 is open.
12:30 to 1 is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you for that correction. Let me write that down again. 12:30 to 1.
Yeah, Gary Hall.
Okay. 12:30 to 1. Ambassador-elect Gary Hall. Okay, and then so then we have from 1 to 1:30 open.
Charlotte Gray.
Charlotte Gray.
Okay, Charlotte Gray. Okay, I have from 1:30 to 2 a.m. Ambassador-elect Lucille.
And I'm after her. Ambassador, that's Charlotte Gray, is 2 to 3.
Okay, Charlotte Gray from 2 to 3. Okay, from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m., Evangelist Palmer, Iowa, and from 4 a.m. to 4:30, Ambassador-elect Baker, from 4:30 until 6, Ambassador Gina Hodges.
Good. Beautiful. Did we miss any hour, any time there? Somebody help us. Did we miss anything?
I'm be honest with you, I'm having trouble reading my own writing.
Okay.
We get from 12:30 to 2. I have the names down, but I can't really read the times. Okay, so please be helpful and have patience with me. Okay, tell me again, who has from 12:30 to 1?
12:30 to 1, Ambassador-elect Gary Hall.
Okay, Gary Hall. Okay. And from 1 until 2?
1 to 1:30, I believe. Did you say Charlotte Gray? Are you doing that 1 to 1:30?
I have her down from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Okay, all right. Then that 1 to 1:30 would be open. I can take that. That's not a problem.
From 1:30, from 1:30 to 2.
You from 1 to 1:30 to 2, yeah. But from 1 to 1:30, if anybody wants that time, from 1 to 1:30 is what we're talking about right now. 1 to 1:30. Anyone? All right, put me down from that. From 1 to 1:30. And then from 1:30 to 2, Sister Lucille. Uh-huh. Take it from there.
Sorry, amen. My phone hung up. You guys are too. This is actually like Charlotte Gray. I am 2 to 3.
I have you. I have you. I'm Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray from 2 to 3. Excuse me.
And then from 3 to 4, Evangelist Palmer. And from 4:30, Prophet Baker. And then from 4:30 to 6, Ambassador Hodges. Amen. Thank you so much. You did a wonderful job. Amen. I'm having to move in a hurry here this morning because I do want to get those two praise reports, and I do want to have some prayer for anybody who's going through an emergency, and they arise at all times. Amen. All right. Ambassador Lady, First Lady, is it possible you can give us a praise report this morning? Are you there?
I am. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
I'm having a little rough time this morning. So if I could get somebody else to do the praise reports, I'd really appreciate it.
All right. Well, just give us a praise report before you leave. Amen.
I can do that. I honor everyone this morning, Chief Ambassador, God first. But I love everyone this morning. I do have a praise report. I came up to get my my yearly evaluation. I was worried about it at first because everybody had come out of our manager's office, and they had very concerned looks on their faces. So when it came my turn, I thought, oh, God, what's he going to tell me? What did I do wrong? And everything negative I could think of, instead of putting everything in God's hands, I put it in my hands, and everything went negative. But I thank God when I came out of there, I was exemplary. Everything was above what he had requested. So I'm just so thankful that happened. Now I just wish the state would give us a raise. Thank God for everything. And everybody be blessed.
Lucy.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Everything was above. Everything was above. All excellent.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Amen. All right, Evangelist Palmer. Are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Give us a praise report. Amen.
I thank and praise God for being alive to see another day. I thank you for all the blessings that he stored upon me. I thank him for spiritual hearing and spiritual sight and physical hearing and physical sight. I thank him because he's the one who's brought me from a mighty long ways, and he's continually enlightening the word and the need of the people that are left on this world, in this world alive, giving me information what to pray for. I also agree with all that you said, and I received Dr. Jeffrey, concerning that we have to speak words into our life as well as into our children and our relatives' life as to what God is getting ready to do for the manifestation of it to come forth. I thank and praise God because he spoke to my spirit. He said, that's mine. And I'm listening in the spirit to find out what did he mean. And when he gave me the understanding, he said, the day. This day is mine, and when each time he reminds my spirit of the day is his, he also reminds me that I am to thank him because he gave it to me. And I pass this on to many others. Just remember to rejoice in the Lord through the day because it wasn't joy before God gave it to you. And it's to the place I thank and praise him for you. Stir up the spirit of the Lord and the people to tell him to say, thank you, Jesus, no matter what I'm going through and what I'm going through. When I begin to say, thank you, Jesus, over and over and over and over and over, I can just feel the weight just lifting off. I can feel the clearness in my spirit and my emotions of how God's power is just coming through and giving me what I have need of for that day because he promised it. He said he will supply each and every one of our needs, for him by his riches and glory. He said, don't trust in chariots and horses. He said, but put our trust in him, because he said, if not to the not by our power nor our might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. So we can trust him. We can trust him. We can trust a relief system to give us money and believe it's coming. We can truly trust God for every one of our needs that we have to be given unto us.
Beautiful.
And to God.
God be the glory. Thank you so much, Evangelist Farmer. God bless you. Just before we go to our prayer request, I know I haven't forgotten. I'm just pretty much out of time, but I would like to get one person to speak on this 91st Psalms right there. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then verse 2, I will say, of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's what we need to circumference ourselves with this year, too. He is our refuge and our fortress. Because some of you, needless to say, we're going to go through something this year. The enemy is not going to let the year go down without bringing something. Amen. And but we're going to trust in the Lord, and he's going to bring us out, and we're going to have the victory in every situation. Victory. All right. Give me somebody who will take that 91st Psalms, the first and second verse, and give me. Go
praise
ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my chief ambassador. Amen. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I certainly wanted to jump in on that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God this morning, and I can say, just to be briefly, amen, about Psalms 91, it is definitely, amen, a part of my everyday spirit. I learned the entire psalm some years ago, and I repeat it over my life every morning, every morning. It is a song of protection. And our chief ambassador asked that we say something from the first and the second verse real briefly. The first part of it say he, and that is talking to us individually, directly in our own spirit. He that dwelleth, that means that those that, and that TH mean continuously. Anytime you see anything in the Word of God or anytime you read that has TH on it, it means continuously, that dwelleth in the secret place. Every last one of us should have a secret place in the Lord, of our most place of the Most High. Amen. And the Most High is our Almighty God.